Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Wednesday, January 7th, 2026. I'm your host, Chance Miller. Leading off today, Apple released iPadOS 26.2 and macOS 26.2 last month, and it turns out the updates were hiding a Wi-Fi improvement. Apple has updated its platform deployment documentation on its website, saying that Macs and iPads that support Wi-Fi 6E connectivity now support up to 160 MHz maximum channel bandwidth, up from the previous maximum of 80 MHz. This applies when your Mac or iPad is connected to a 5 GHz Wi-Fi network. That all sounds very technical, but what this means is that if you have a compatible Wi-Fi network and a supported iPad or Mac, you should notice improvements like faster Wi-Fi speeds and throughput, particularly for tasks like file transfers and large uploads and downloads. It essentially brings some of the benefit of having a 6 GHz Wi-Fi network to users who only have a 5 GHz Wi-Fi network. Devices from Apple that support Wi-Fi 6E include recent models of the MacBook Air, MacBook Pro, iMac, Mac Mini, Mac Studio, Mac Pro, iPad Air, and iPad Mini. You can hit the link in the show notes for a list of all of the supported devices. Next up today, it's been over a year since we first heard about Apple's plans for a total redesign of the MacBook Pro, and we're expecting to see the results later this year. While Apple is expected to head further down the path of thinner and sleeker laptops, several PC brands are actually headed in the opposite direction. The MacBook Pro refresh coming later this year or in early 2027 is expected to be thinner than the current models, as well as have an OLED display with a touchscreen for the first time. At CES 2026 this week, however, Dell, HP, and Lenovo have each announced new laptop designs that make it easier to repair or replace individual components to help extend the lifespan of the product. The companies say that this is being done in response to feedback from customers who want to be able to do things like replace the keyboard, battery, and other parts when they break or get too worn out, instead of needing to spend more money on a full system replacement. It's a contrast to Apple's strategy of making things thinner and lighter. Mac users are admittedly worried about Apple making the MacBook Pro thinner and lighter once again. The last time the company did this was in 2016, kicking off a generation of MacBook Pros that was widely criticized for things like reliability, performance, and particularly the keyboard design. That generation of MacBook Pros lasted basically all the way to 2021, when Apple announced the latest generation powered by Apple Silicon. These machines are thicker and heavier and have more ports than the models that preceded them. Some Mac users are worried that the upcoming shift back to a thinner and lighter design with the late 2026 or early 2027 refresh could have many of the same problems. The key, however, is that these MacBooks will be powered by Apple Silicon, unlike the thinner and lighter MacBook Pros introduced in 2016. This alone should mean a big improvement to things like thermals and performance in comparison to the last time Apple made its laptops thinner. And of course, we have the added benefit coming with the 2026-2027 refresh of OLED screens and touch screens for the first time. We are sponsored this week by our members. You can head to 9to5mac.com/join to get an ad-free version of this podcast for $5 a month or $50 a year. Even better, if you also listen to our 9to5 Mac Happy Hour podcast, sign up for 9to5 Mac Pro for ad-free versions of Daily and Happy Hour for $8 a month or $80 a year. Our members help support 9to5 Mac directly, and they help us keep making both shows every week. Again, that's 9to5mac.com/join to sign up today. Running out today, we have iPhone camera rumors to talk about. First, a new post on Weibo says that future iPhone models may get multi-spectral camera sensors. The rumor says that Apple is evaluating the multi-spectrum camera technology within its supply chain, but it's not clear where or if the actual rollout of the feature is on Apple's roadmap. But what exactly is a multi-spectral camera? Well, conventional camera sensors have receptors for red, green, and blue light. By measuring the relative amounts of light captured by each receptor, the camera can calculate a color value for each pixel. For example, equal signals from red and blue receptors would indicate the color purple. Extremely precise measurements mean that millions of color variants can be detected. all of the light detected by a conventional sensor is in the visible light spectrum. In contrast, a multispectral camera can also detect frequencies beyond the visible light range, namely infrared and ultraviolet. Historically, multispectral cameras have been used for military and industrial applications, especially in satellites and drones. It was initially developed for military target identification and has since found other uses for things like weather satellites and crop monitoring. In principle, the tech could also prove useful in consumer-grade cameras. It has the potential to improve the accuracy of color identification, especially in low-light situations. Chinese smartphone brand Huawei has so far incorporated the tech into two of its smartphone cameras, citing those color accuracy performance improvements in dark environments. Reviews of those Huawei devices, however, were not overly impressed with the multispectral technology, and so far there has been no indication that the tech is set to take off in the broader smartphone category. Apple, of course, is evaluating the technology, which doesn't mean it will actually come to an iPhone. But if Apple were to add the feature to the iPhone, then presumably it would have done the research to know the trade-offs versus the benefits for consumers, and that most iPhone users would indeed notice an improvement. And the second iPhone rumor today is that Morgan Stanley analysts say that Apple will launch a 200-megapixel camera in the iPhone in 2028. Currently, the iPhone has a 48-megapixel camera for all of its rear lenses, including ultrawide, telephoto, and the main camera. The main camera, however, was the first to switch from 12 megapixels to 48 megapixels. If the main camera does indeed jump to 200 megapixels with the 2028 iPhone, then we can expect improved image quality and more headroom for Apple to try advanced computational photography features, something it already does with the 48 megapixel sensor we have today. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5Mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.